Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Acts, which I've entitled Luke's History of the Church, Volume 2. In this session, we're looking at Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 9, Thessalonica, world changers. Let's read that passage, Acts chapter 17. Beginning with verse 1. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus, whom I preach to you, is the Christ." And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women, joined Paul and Silas. But the Jews, who were not persuaded, became envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace, and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Jason has harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus." And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. So when they had taken security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. The drama of Philippi being over, the missionaries went to Thessalonica. It's a seaport of about 200,000 inhabitants. 3 weeks of witnessing in the synagogue, and then the mission there was cut short by opposition. Paul demonstrated amazing courage and endurance as God's chosen apostle to the Gentiles. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 2. "But even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict." It was a 100-mile trip from Philippi to Thessalonica. A quick read of Paul's first letter to the church at Thessalonica seems to indicate that they were there more than 3 weeks. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. Many Gentiles were reached. Verse 7 down to verse 9. "So that you may become examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out, so that we do not need to say anything. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God." The three-week focus refers mostly to the Jewish outreach, the argument Paul made in the synagogues. Look at verses 2 and 3. "Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, 'This Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ.' He," quote, "reason with them from the Scriptures." It was Jesus who used this approach when explaining the suffering of the Messiah before his glory. Suffer, die, be raised. The Lord spoke from Psalms, Isaiah, and Deuteronomy. This became the apostles' witness to Christ. Second, he was, quote, "explaining and demonstrating." And he declared, "I preach." What did he share? I'm sure it included Jesus' birth, his life, his ministry, his death, his resurrection, his exaltation, gift of the Holy Spirit, his present reign, his future return. his offer of salvation and warning of judgment. And then third, he identified the Jesus of history as the Christ of Scripture. This Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ. No human argument, but the argument of Scripture. How effective was Paul's message? Well, it got a mixed response. Verse 4 says, and some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women, joined Paul and Silas. But the Jews who were not persuaded, becoming envious. Well, what happened next? Well, they became jealous. They were losing people to Christianity. They got jealous. Verses 5 through 8 just speak for themselves, and they speak very clearly. It was like the lynch mobs of the Old West. But the Jews who were not persuaded, being envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, these who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Jason has harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is one King, Jesus. And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. They couldn't find Paul and his travel companions, so they settled for Jason and some others. And there were charges made. They are troublemakers. These who have turned the world upside down have come here too. They're harboring felons. Jason has harbored them. They're lawbreakers. These are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar. They charged them with treason. And the crowd bought it. Look at verse 8. And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. Verse 9 is kind of interesting. It says, when they had taken security from Jason and the rest, they let him go. Why security? Jason had to post bond Paul. If another riot occurred, he lost it. What was the result? Paul and Silas were released. Satan won that round. Yeah, he did. Look at 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us. Hindered us, but that was only round one. And Paul got some victory. He got converts. Even when it seems we're losing a battle. Listen. Even when it seems we're losing a battle, work is done. Don't be discouraged. Look for victories, even though they may be small. Amen. You have a great day.